Just put the shit right there.
Let's go.
Let's get this thing popping. Let's go.
We on a panel.
Let's go.
Let's go so we can go to
bed. I need a shot. I need a shot.
So we go to bed.
So y'all, this is behind the scenes about to start our podcast. So y'all stay tuned and enjoy the show.
All right.
I need some moist. Does it look ashy? Yours don't look as bad as mine, but huh, all right, fuck it, I can't even, that's why I'm trying to keep mine down here. Maybe I talk to my hands so they gonna come up. I talk with my hands too, they gonna pop up. I can't hide them, and I got my elbows on the table because we ain't eating.
Exactly. What we eating, but we ain't eating. We about to eat on this podcast. Shit, it's about to be a slammer.
Hey guys, you're tuned into
the Diamond Crew Podcast,
brought to you by
Diamond Sound Productions,
and we are
the Diamond Crew.
Do it again, one more. I need energy. Right. I need energy. No, we like cups. People know we sipping on something. Okay, it's okay. More cups gonna appear.
Hey guys, you're tuned into
the Diamond Crew Podcast,
brought to you by
Diamond Sound Productions,
and we are the Diamond Crew. All right, y'all, we back like we never left.
We back, episode six.
Yeah, how y'all feeling? How y'all feeling?
Feeling good, feeling great.
Feeling good.
Feeling wonderful.
Glad to be back.
Yeah.
I see y'all looking like black excellence, you know. Yeah. Your skin is on point, bro. Yeah. You know, I keep talking about y'all.
Strong arm in these clowns.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, is there anything new that we need to tell the people?
It's a lot of new things.
It's so much newness, right?
Well, I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. If you're watching right now, I would definitely want to start off by saying like, comment, and subscribe if you're watching.
Yes.
You know, help us out. You know, we do this for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So definitely like, comment, subscribe, and hit that little bell so y'all know when we post up, because we coming. Gang. We back.
And thank you guys for sticking with us for these last few months. We have been extremely busy. Like, like I'm telling y'all, we squeezing podcasts in at 2 a.m. That's how busy we are.
Yeah.
And it's extremely hard running a company, your own company, black owned, by the way. Check us out at www.diamond/sound/production.com for your audio needs. So we're running a company and working full time and homeschooling children and moving a home. And it's a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. It's a lot.
We working every day, all day,
relentlessly.
Nonstop.
You know, it's tax season. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And if you're running a business, you know what I'm saying. You understand? That's right. So we're very, very tired, but, you know, we're doing what we got to do, pushing through.
Yes.
We're doing it for y'all.
For the people. For the crew loves. I love it. All right, so we're going to start off by, we're going to go ahead and get the kids' stuff out the way. How do y'all feel about sending y'all children back to school? It's coming close. They keep sending us them emails to go ahead and finish with this registration, but I keep like,
I'm hesitating. But it's looking like we're gonna get some normal life going. Okay,
you gonna send them back?
I'm thinking about it.
We're thinking about it.
This is the first bit of normalcy, like people, you know, that we got in a long time since this since COVID. So, look. These kids might be going. My kids might be going back, too. I know you might not like it, Tiff, but it's time for them to go.
G-O.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because, you know, it's a different situation with ours.
So. What? Like, y'all ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell up out of here.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Yes, but kudos and cheers to all the parents for making it through this far in the school year, because we it's almost done.
Yeah.
It's almost done. So kudos to us, because we got to give ourselves a round of applause.
Y'all did all the hard work.
Y'all did all the hard work.
It was tough, but.
Yeah. I don't think these old school
parents. I'm still dragging
parents.
One across the finish line.
Right.
Yeah. I'm dragging two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like playing, you know, that sack of potato games, you know? they sack of potatoes.
They checked that 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's facts, yo. Right? That's April. Facts. Right, yo, because they started getting a lot of time off, you know, from school. And then
spring break.
Yeah,
and
spring
all
break
that.
And all that stuff.
Even think about
and
it
then
that
it,
way.
It was hard for them to readjust.
They checked that 3 months ago, right after spring break.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to come to think about it, mm-hmm. That was when I got my first "your child is failing" email.
Oh,
mm-hmm. We ain't gonna say which one of those childs it is.
The gut wrenching email, ain't it?
But you better get your shit together.
You know it. So we're over here trying to teach our kids accountability for their actions.
Yes.
How do y'all feel about accountability? Let's start with E and J.
Teaching a child accountability is, I believe, one of your main milestones in life. Because as an adult, you have to be accountable for the things that you say, the things that you do, and the actions that you display.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like instilling accountability in your children early is a key to success.
Absolutely.
Because no matter what, whatever your child do, good, bad, ugly, sad, whatever, they will always be able to take accountability. So I believe it's very important. Very important.
Absolutely.
I think you got to hold your kids accountable for everything they do. That's mm-hmm. what I believe.
Yeah.
But also you have to explain to them why you give them that punishment.
Definitely. I mean, I do believe in conversations after discipline.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is something that I have learned.
Yeah, from me.
From you.
From you.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Learning from the wife.
Yes.
And I'm trying.
Millennial parenting.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Because I have to tell, like, it's this one thing I tell my son all the time. I be like, you can't, as a man, you can't be a 30-year-old man with a child and, like, the child come to you and say, "Daddy, I'm hungry." And you like, "Oh, well, I don't know what you're going to do about food tonight."
Right.
You can't do that.
Right.
You can't do that. Like, it don't work like that.
No, it doesn't.
I tell my kids that all the time.
You can't tell them the lights ain't on because...
Absolutely.
No, there's not an option.
I don't know.
We don't have an option.
No, there's no option. Zero options.
Speak on it.
That's why when our children are asked to do something,
they should do it.
Because when you say, "Mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, I need new clothes. Mommy, I need new shoes."
Exactly.
You don't have to tell my kids, don't even have to ask. Because it's already provided.
It's already provided.
Exactly.
For them. Yeah. Before it's needed, you know?
Yeah.
So... Why we can't receive the same thing from y'all?
Exactly.
It's not that we can't. We're teaching them.
No. When it comes to them handling their business, because they don't have the responsibility that a parent does.
No.
Absolutely. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So you also have to tell them that, like, let them know, like, hey, all you have to do is get up, take a shower,
brush your teeth. Can't forget that.
They barely want to do that.
Do your few chores.
Yeah, just go to school, handle your business. Yep. I mean, and you're at home. You don't got to go nowhere.
Go to your room or go to the table, the bar, the countertop, and handle your business. That's it.
How about y'all just use Google?
Like, you can snack all day.
Use Siri. Hey, Siri.
All the resources that they have nowadays.
We didn't have those.
You can watch TV in the middle of the school day, eat bonbons, and
take a nap.
Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is make sure that you're turning
your
work in. Is that really hard?
Shouldn't be.
Luckily, my kids don't sleep during school.
Yeah, not at all.
Mine don't either.
Let me tell you what I noticed the other day. I go upstairs. I took off on Monday. You know, we had to handle a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Personal stuff. So, anyway, I go upstairs to see if my daughter was up. She was up. But since I started working a couple months ago, I go upstairs, I look at her, and she's not at her desk. You know where she's at? She's on the couch with the computer on her lap, propped up and everything. I'm like, "Oh, look at this."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Since when?"
Since you went back to work, Daddy.
Since when?
Since when?
I waited, but then later on I caught and I said, "I hope that with all that comfort that you're having right there on that couch, hope that that work starts getting turned in, because you've been struggling turning that work in. You know what I'm saying?
You must be comfortable.
Very comfortable. You must be. Very comfortable.
But you know what, though? I feel like I knew that she was working from the couch, but I feel like this, right? Kids learn in trial and error. So I'm going to be that parent that's going to give you that freedom. If you feel like you can learn better sitting on the couch cuddled up.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Go ahead. But as soon as I get that email with missing work, we're going to move you right back onto that desk so you can be sitting up straight paying attention.
Them damn emails.
So basically, you better not F it up.
There you go. I give you the freedom. Let's see if you can handle it.
Don't F it up.
I believe that with the virtual learning, that the reason why I believe my kids need to go ahead and get back to school, they need that structure. Classroom structure, and they got too comfortable and too lazy. I'm sorry to say it like that.
I mean, but what can you expect when they're learning in their comfortable environment? That's and it's hard. It's hard, you know?
Learning in your PJs.
I can't imagine. So I get it. We've had a different and stressful year, just as well as our kids have had a different and stressful year.
Yes.
So kudos to the parents and the babies out there that made it work this year.
Yeah, because we don't want to just keep, putting our kids. We ain't doing that at all. We just letting y'all know the struggles that we're going through.
It's real
also want to let y'all know that the kids, these kids are doing great, you know, because they went through changes just as we have, and they had to adjust just like we have. So we're gonna give them their props on that, you know, because if you ain't failing, you passing. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I got two honor roll students.
There you go.
It was something new for all of us.
Was it difficult? Of course. Yes, but did they make the honor roll? Of course.
But we also with y'all, though. We're with y'all because I know some of y'all are struggling with the same thing. So we're with y'all. So.
Yep.
So one thing I've been trying to teach my children as African-American little human beings that will be African-American
adults
one day and young adults, you know, is accountability. So that's one thing we're working on. That's our like summer situation. Mm-hmm. We're working on accountability. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me you did something. You can say you took the trash out, but I could watch the camera footage back. And if I see you didn't go to the trash can, I know you ain't took the trash out. Mm-hmm. So that means you have to be accountable for your actions. So
absolutely.
You know, it's no more. I'm about to have a teenager soon. Like, ooh. It's no more. I did it. Okay, I'm going to verify that you did it, and I'm going to hold you accountable because you have to learn that you're going to be held accountable for the rest of your life for all your actions.
Definitely.
So that's one major thing we're working on with our kids. And I think it's a big one. So it's going to take all summer long. How he say it's all summer 16? What year we at?
2021.
All summer 21.
Yeah.
All summer 21, okay?
And I think that we should keep holding our kids accountable, but I think a way we can do that is by giving them responsibilities.
Yep.
That's probably the best way to teach these kids accountability is giving them responsibilities.
Absolutely. Okay?
Because when you give them these responsibilities and they're not done, then you can hold them accountable any way means necessary.
Correct.
You
know what I'm saying? And go back and check up.
Absolutely. Yep. Definitely. So that's what I say. Hey, y'all kids, get y'all responsibility game up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see y'all slacking. No slack on me.
And as African-American kids, you know, the one thing that no one can take away from you is your education.
Absolutely.
That's the one thing that you can hold on to.
Academics.
That no one can tell you, okay, you don't know this when you actually know that. So your education is one thing that you should really be holding on to with like every inch of your being, because that's one thing no one can ever change.
Right.
If you know it, you know it. Period.
And another thing we've been teaching them is the importance of education never changed. It's always been major. You know what I'm saying? People be like, oh, we got to go to school. We got to do this. But guess what? I had to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody at this panel had to do the same thing. It never changed. The importance of education will never change.
And you want to hear something funny? I had a little victory moment as a mom because me and Rye was going through this little thing where we was teaching her about, length times width, times height and all this, you know, area.
Yeah, equations.
So we was going through area and was going through rectangles and squares and all the different stuff. And she came to me and she told me, Mom, I'm playing this game on Roblox. Is that the one that's Roblox? Is that what it's called?
Roblox.
Guess what, Roblox? You know your
Roblox.
Damn name.
Roblox.
It's changed now. Okay. Okay. All right.
Trash.
Block educators then. Educators.
That's a trash
so
game.
She came to me and she was like, you know what? I had to calculate the area of my room because I'm building a new mansion. I ripped my mansion down. And she said, I didn't know how many tiles I needed for the floor or something like that. And she was like, so I used the length times the width and I calculated the area of the room. And I was sitting here like, she said, Mama, it does work. I do need that. I said,
yeah.
Came in handy.
When I was fussing.
Mm-hmm.
She was listening. Nights.
Mm-hmm.
I was proud.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a little small victory.
Yeah. Have them all the time, though. When your kids are actually absorbing what you're teaching them, that's the
It's amazing.
It makes you feel good. Yep. It makes you feel good.
It makes you feel like you're doing something right as a parent.
Absolutely. Right.
I was so shocked.
Those small victories are awesome.
I love it.
Well, even when they just do things without you even giving them instructions to do, it feels great.
Oh, yeah. Those are my favorite moments ever.
Because you'd be like, wow.
Like my breakfast this morning, you know, after the groceries got delivered, I magically had potatoes pop up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love potatoes with some scrambled eggs. So, you know, shout out to TJ. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, y'all. So we're going to talk about some current events.
Yes.
We first want to start out our current events with sending out a rest in peace to DMX. You will be missed. We love DMX. We're all fans here.
Yep.
That was a sad day in America.
R.I.P. to a legend.
Yes. DMX got me through a lot of times in life, you know, that I thought that I was a lot of dark times, you know, it was dark and hell was hot. You know what I mean? For real, for real. And DMX passed away on April 9th, 2021. Definitely a legend. And DMX, he died at 50, at the age of 50. So, he definitely was going too early. So everybody, if you haven't got to check out DMX's music, definitely go check it out. Definitely go watch Belly, one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah, they don't advertise that one. They advertise everything else.
Yeah, definitely go watch Belly. He definitely did movies with Jackie Chan.
Was that Romeo Must Die?
With Aaliyah. Yeah, so he's definitely a legend in the game. He's going to truly be missed.
Yes. Yeah, that was a hard hit in the hip-hop world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is Kobe getting inducted in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, that actually happened today. Yes, May 15th, 2021, Kobe Bryant is officially inducted to the Basketball Hall of Fame. So shout out to his wife, Vanessa. She delivered a beautiful, beautiful speech. She delivered a beautiful speech today in honor of him. So I commend her for her grace, her strength, and I could not imagine being in her shoes. So shout out to her and shout out to Kobe Bryant. You will always be missed.
Yes.
And he was a great, so shout out to
the family.
Yes. Rest in peace to the Mamba.
Rest in peace, Kobe. We love you. Still my favorite.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And another thing that's been happening is J. Cole playing for the Africans. Have y'all heard about that?
Went back to the motherland.
Have you heard about that?
I've definitely heard about that.
That is insane, you guys. But I already know that merch.
It's about to go off.
It's gonna be popping.
All the Africans gonna be running around in their little J. Cole jerseys.
And I can't wait to get mine. I'm getting my J. Cole jersey too.
Definitely supporting. Gotta support.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
he's gonna be gracing the cover of the Slam magazine. First rapper to ever grace the cover.
Yes.
Yep.
But go get his album too. Go check that album out.
Yes.
It just came out on the 14th, right?
On
Friday, yesterday. Go check it out.
The off season.
Yep. It's really, really good. I checked out from the front cover to the back cover, that baby is going.
Yeah,
we love it. It's fire.
I listened to it twice. The second time it was good. But definitely go check out his freestyle as well.
Oh yeah, definitely his freestyle was dope. Mm-hmm. Definitely dope.
Yeah,
I think he should have put that on the album too. That thing was so fire.
All right, so what's up with this Texas weather?
You're killing me.
We've been getting slammed.
Is it me or it's been like icy cold one day, 1 degrees, then the next day it's like 60, then the next day it's like 30.
Global warming.
Then it goes like 50, and it's goes insane. Up to 60.
Definitely not a 80. Normal May in Texas.
Really not.
Definitely not.
You know, we've been getting hit with hell almost every week.
Oh, man. Yes. I got damage to my house. Ooh. I got damage to my car.
Mm. Yes.
First the truck, then the car.
Thank God for insurance, okay?
We laughing now, but living through insurance. It, boy.
It's and to all you new homeowners out there, when y'all do your insurance, make sure y'all get that 1% deductible when you do your homeowners insurance.
We are new homeowners. I guess you can say,
No, you done bought and sold a couple homes. You good.
But we're still not knowledgeable enough, so we are learning. We are learning. It's a learning experience.
You're not knowledgeable enough. Your girl knows.
The
stuff.
Bricks.
Okay. But, your girl knows.
Yeah.
We still have May to go through.
Yeah, we're not over the storms or whatever.
But in May, like, when did you see any... I lived in Texas for how many years now?
Oh, no, baby. It's, It's the spring.
Two, but I've never seen hell in Texas.
Not this awful.
Not this bad.
Right, it's been...
Not this bad.
I've never seen it like
this. This weather's crazy.
Yeah.
And try not to get caught in it, because if you get caught in it, man, you're gonna be getting knocked upside your head. You know?
It's scary, man.
And if I had to give you any type of good advice, I would probably say, wait until after hell season is done to get your shit fixed.
Hey.
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's good advice.
Are you gonna be about that?
Yeah. Are you gonna be hanging over your windshield getting hit by fucking ice glaciers?
Hey, wait, they actually have this blow up thing that you can put on your car to protect your vehicles. Not only if they made one for your house.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
Yep. Dang, y'all had home. Oh, y'all did.
Yo, I got busted windows on my house. Yeah. JoJo, like, oh my God, JoJo's bathroom and his room. Mm. Not completely busted, but you know, we got double pane windows. So that first layer is done.
Yeah, but we got broken windows all the way through. So we have a lot of damage.
We only have one broken window.
Roof damage, siding damage,
AC damage, right?
Fence damage, and the fence on the AC, but it's still holding up. But
And that's the second hailstorm.
Like I said, like Wifey said, and y'all said, thank you for insurance, because we got about $17,000 worth of damage on a two-year-old house.
Yeah, but you got to protect your investment. So. Yeah,
absolutely.
This is all new to us. So in the beginning when they say, it's this much and this is much for your deductible if you ain't got a 1%, we was like, where are we going to come up with that? You know,
you got it taken care of, though.
But
if it's a will, it's a
way. The good Lord up there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We got lucky. We only had a couple shingle damage. I don't know how. It's crazy. We so close, but it was so bad across.
Well, it was directional.
The street.
Yeah.
It was. It was insane.
Five minutes away. We got hit, but we didn't get too much damage.
Nothing like what happened over there.
Yeah, our whole neighborhood is jacked up.
Yeah, I know a lot of people with some bad damage to their cars and their house. I mean, outside of these two.
And then people are still recovering from that freeze, from that snowstorm.
That 1 degree when they was trying to kill us we had to use our fireplace.
That's when we got. That's when we caught the brunt of that situation.
I can't even think about it.
Because we didn't have power for like 48 hours almost. Damn. It was cold. I'm talking about negative degrees. Very, very cold. We had no power, no water. Nothing.
My back still crawl thinking about it.
Yeah. So I know everybody can probably relate, you know, in Texas or around this area that we are in. Y'all can relate to what happened. And if I had to say something, I'm going to say, fuck ERCOT. That's what I got to say.
I like that.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Hey, shout out to you, Ted Cruz.
But I think that we should pay attention to this weather, because it happened in the wintertime. Now we're in springtime, and we're getting hit pretty hard through every season. So what's next? Yeah,
right.
We need to be praying. What's going to happen for that summertime?
It's going
to
be fucking.
You know what I'm saying? So let's get ready for what the. So what was coming? You know,
heat.
I don't even think Texas is ready.
But could you think about it? This would probably be like, what if this was like the coldest
winter we ever had?
Summer that we had in Texas. Like, I've been in Texas this long and never had a cold summer. It's always been hot.
I can agree. This has been the coldest summer we have ever had in Texas.
It's May, and the other day it was like, I don't know, 50-something degrees, something like that. Oh, it's
50-something right now.
Oh, it's 50-something right now? It's 50-something right now. Yeah, it was fucking freezing.
But, and we're in May, almost in the middle of May.
Right.
But that could mean
I had a toboggan on.
A toboggan. <Yeah. laughs>
But that could mean that we probably could have a summer all the way to November.
Yeah.
It could.
Because you know how you have that October, like, you know, like Halloween that's still warm?
Yeah.
We never know.
If... our grid barely survived that damn snow vid. What in the fuck do we have to expect in the summertime?
I don't even want to know.
You understand what I'm saying? If the weather is extreme as they say it's going to be.
Y'all remember that year that Texas got triple digits?
Oh, yeah.
And we kept getting triple digits
for like 9 days and 11 days.
I was the whole summer.
Yeah.
I think I was damn near ass naked running around the house for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It was so hot, you couldn't even have on clothes. Nothing. Everything you had on felt like it was melting into your skin.
I was taking like 3 showers a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cold. That's true. Right. That's true.
Only cold time I ever took a cold shower. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I felt like a rotisserie chicken without the season.
Yeah.
You know? You know what I'm saying? Just roasting. Just turning and roasting. No season.
We also had a power outages because I remember that we were sitting in the vehicles in the other house.
Trying to keep cool.
Trying to stay cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we have power outages because of that. Summer. Yeah.
What is 2021 summer going to bring in Texas?
I don't know.
The question of the day.
Mm-hmm. Instead of a hot girl summer, we need to have a cool girl summer.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. A chill girl summer.
Yes.
Y'all funny.
Yep.
Let's do it, Daddy. Let's do it.
Or it's time for my favorite segment. Marriage Chronicles.
Oh,
if you live with these motherfuckers, you should.
Happy wife, happy life.
You should be able to talk about it.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. Mm. Okay? Let's start off with the icebreaker.
Okay. New subject we want to introduce.
So, I'm going to say the question, and you guys are going to have about 3 seconds to think of the answer. And after I count to three, everyone must say the answer that their spouse would say.
Oh, wait, are we going to say it together or in
general? Yes, we're all going to say it together. So okay. You're going to know if he's lying because he's not. You're sitting. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right. So the first question is, what is your spouse's favorite color? One.
Red.
Brown.
Two. Three.
Red.
Red.
I said brown.
I said red and black.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know. Is it true?
Mm-hmm. What?
Your favorite color is red and black?
Yeah.
My favorite color is brown. So but actually, it's not. It's like earth tones, but you can say brown.
It's brown. It's brown. She always tells me the same thing all the time. It's brown.
I'll let him make it, y'all. Let him make
brown.
It.
You're going to let him win.
All right, so everybody got a ding on that big one. Homie. I guess we know our spouse's favorite colors.
All right. So next thing is, what is your spouse's favorite food? And you can say a category, okay? Hello. Like, if you know that.
Oh, I know.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
One.
I'm gonna hit her where. I'm gonna hit her.
Two. Three. Seafood. Pizza.
Seafood, but it's mainly.
Such a Ninja Turtle.
It's crabs.
And yours is shrimp. Is.
That's Michelangelo.
So I'm the only one that but got how about like that a shrimp greasy, and grits?
That's one of your
yes,
your from dishes. Papados.
And I'm seafood all the way. Seafood. Every which so
seafood
corner.
And pizza. That's
all yeah.
We're going to do a mukbang.
Ours is seafood and seafood.
That's funny. Hey. All right. So the next one we'll go through individual because this will get into the nitty gritty.
It's getting saucy up in here.
All right, so if you got your kids, send them to bed, okay? Yeah. It's the adult time. It's the adult time, okay? 18 and up.
Yep.
All right, so what is your partner's sex trigger? Like, what is the one thing you can do, say, anything you can do or say that you know will trigger, they're going to jump your bone? You going to go left to right, right to left? Which way you want
to go? Right to left, left
so
to right.
So I got to tell you, you got to tell them, you got to say something about what, oh, go ahead.
I know
what
triggers you and you should know what triggers me. So who's going to go first?
You.
Like.
I got to go first.
Well, Josiah, go first.
No, I'll go first.
So, I believe that when I walk around, it's a little boy shorts, with a nice little sexy undies. Okay, little panties. Okay. I can't keep them off me, you know what I'm saying? You know, bending over, you know, shaking a little bit, you know. So he can't resist. So I would say for me, I think it's the panties for you, sweetie. It's that booty.
For me, it's that, but for I think for you, be more like, I just walk around butt naked. I come out the shower.
Fresh out the shower. That's the thing.
Swang.
Mr. Johnson in.
This like when you take the advice from what's his name? Chris Rock. You slap it with the dick, But blind the bitch. Yeah,
but there's that, or there's another thing too that I do. I put my drawers on, let a mark on it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to let you know this monkey tail in the front, baby.
Yo, oh my god, Ty is the same fucking thing. That is so funny.
Really?
It's boy shorts for him. I can't wear boy shorts. I can't wear booty shorts. Look, I can't wear
anything
that significantly shows the ass. I'm getting scraped.
I'm jumping on you like a spider monkey.
But I love that.
Ride you like sea biscuit.
I love that my husband is attracted to me. I don't got to do much. My baby loves me.
Yes. There I can't go. Even brush my damn teeth without getting humped.
I'm jumping right up on you.
You're right.
Like, it's a situation.
And when we poke it out and they walk past us and they don't do nothing.
Look.
That's that pride. That's that pride. That's like showing you something. Like, shoot.
He ain't going to let no opportunity pass. Even if he mad, he's still going to get a hump in. Even if he mad. He is sliding across that
And I already looked with my peripheral, though.
Yeah.
You know how you do it?
I already know what it is.
You last.
If I ain't know my wife,
There's a few things that I could do.
That's what you think.
You know what I'm saying? That's a few things that I could do to make my wife aroused, to get her aroused. Probably a lot of things.
But I'm going to give you
a quick one. So what I did today, right, is I was in the shower. And this shower different because it's a clear glass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a clear glass. So she just sit there with her chair and just look at me like I'm a specimen.
He's a piece of meat.
A piece of meat. So she's talking about some, get that thing right on command. So what I did was.
I said, tell him say hello to me.
So what I did was.
I'm here.
I got that thing locked and loaded. And I slammed that bitch on the glass.
Yo!
Slammed it on the glass on her.
He said hello.
I said, what you want? Yeah, I slammed that motherfucker on the glass on him.
Yo, to God.
Smeared it around.
Be like, sorry.
You ready? You ready? That's what I asked. I said, you ready? You ready?
I said, just say hello.
Yeah.
Say hello to my little friend.
Tried to break the glass, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I make sure I get the glass foggy and shit, so that motherfucker like a windshield wiper on the glass. Like a windshield wiper on the glass. Got the wiper.
And I was sitting there in my chair, like rolling around, because you know the bathroom is huge.
You got my stomach hurting.
I'm sitting there like this. Look, what? Hello.
Yeah. Like a windshield. Hey, I got that bitch like a windshield.
Yo, he ain't lying. No, that's so
big facts right
damn,
there.
Damn, that's funny.
Yeah,
you already know. Standing in the shower, if you ever have a tall man, you understand what I'm talking about. And if you ever watch the show like 300, where all the men is big and strong, and you know that they movie. Are. And he's standing in the shower looking like a big piece of meat. So you got to know that you're a piece of meat. You are a piece of meat, sir. I said, yes. I do look at you like
a whole meal.
And I had my steak knife and my sauce ready. Okay.
So I know me and Jose, we just happy that we can, keep our women happy you know, by just being ourselves. You yeah, know, definitely. Being ourselves, I should say, you know. Mm. So
I mean, we try. I try. I try to do my best. The best I can.
That's it. That's it.
It's fun.
I mean, what, 10 years going strong, huh?
Actually, more, but we've been married for 10 years.
But it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy, though.
That's a decade.
It hasn't been easy.
Whole decade.
Look, man, look at us, the blessings right here. We young black love. You know?
Yes, 13 for us, 13 Lord. Years.
Kudos to us.
And it's fun. It's fun. Get with it. I'm just saying, like,
you don't think about it when you're having fun. Time just fly by.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, we got
to. Are you happy?
We got our ups and our downs, but that's what just make us
definitely
stronger.
Definitely more ups than downs.
And it's so much fun. Like, if you just think about things that, if the other person is always, like, doing things to make you smile, and it's always like a, ooh, he did this today, let me do this for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or soon as he get out the shower, you sucking dick, you know what I'm saying? You gotta just be doing stuff,
Those things that catch you off guard.
Those things matter. Yeah.
They catch you off guard, you'll be like, oh, what?
They matter.
That's right. So basically what we're saying is, if you
suck
married,
more dick.
If you married,
spice it up.
You've been in 5 years.
Eat more coochie. Eat more. Hey, she said, suck more dick. I said, eat more coochie.
Yes.
Y'all don't want to know.
It will allow you to make it through things like pandemics, and you're still married, you know, and you still like the motherfucker. Okay,
exactly.
Just suck some dick, you know. Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up. You don't really. No
live
one
life,
cares,
man. Live no life. Life is too short.
Yep.
Show your spouse you love and appreciate them. Tell them every chance you get. Yes. You love them, cherish them, everything.
Because people losing spouses every day.
Yes.
That's so true.
They really are.
Blessed and thankful.
I'm going to enjoy my spouse.
I know the other day, I don't mean to interrupt y'all, but the other day, I just wanted to say, I think it was right before Mother's Day, the day before Mother's Day, right? Well, I was telling you, man, I look at our family, right? And trying to be with the kids 100% and them going to school. What would I do without you? You see what I'm saying? Just think about it for a second. As us, right? We work our 12 hours. We have our normal jobs. But if without them and us.
Well, take care.
If I'm not, you know, God forgive, something was to happen. But just if your spouse wasn't here tomorrow, how would you manage to
Do life,
and move forward. It'd be tough. There are a big piece of like in our lives. Like y'all really big
it's
in our
vital.
Lives. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because
we're MVP.
Because basically. we're a team, and without y'all, we really can't do the things that we want to do to support our families. You know. Exactly. Go ahead. You want
to? So how about men is the head, but wives is the neck. So the head can't turn without the what?
Without the neck.
There you go. Hey, that's...
We got that Preach. Romeo and Juliet.
Preach!
Use that neck!
Preach, Sister Pooney.
Just take your candy.
Just take your candy.
The candy lady. Sister Pooney.
I write high heels and twinkle toes.
Oh.
My son.
Shots fired. Okay. Raji said she wanted to go skating for her birthday, and I was like, but high heels ankle is just healing, you know. I ain't trying to, you know.
They got walkers at the skating rink.
No.
They got walkers. They got walkers.
You know what your son said to me, G?
What'd he say?
Your son said to me earlier today, and you know, I'm starting to, like, when even people, like, when Rick would say little comments and stuff like that, and yeah, because they know that we're 35. TJ gonna tell me, Uncle Jose, why you walk so slow? And G, so like we wear boots all week.
Yeah,
so when I put them little sneakers on, man, I feel like I'm floating on something, man.
Because you're used to such heavy ass boots.
I'm walking real slow. Like, yeah, I was walking so slow. He's like, there's nothing. He's like, what's wrong with you? I was like, nothing. I'm just walking normal, but he said I was walking really slow.
Those boots are heavy, though. I couldn't imagine wearing those boots every day, 12 hours a day.
You're walking really
he said you was
them
walking
boots
really
aren't
slow.
Made for walking.
They're not.
But I put them once I put my sneakers on, and it's just like after a 5 day break, it's like, man, I'm like in heaven.
Yeah.
Tyrell sometimes drives different too when he drives
him too.
The Challenger versus with, his big old truck.
Boots. Right.
Yeah, it's just the same.
Boots, like the boots do vehicle. Something to you though. Yeah. When you drive, it makes mm-hmm. you speed. So I have to back. That's why I have to back the
back
seat.
The chair up.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're so heavy because they're still tow.
Yeah, you don't feel them while you're tapping the pedal.
Right, right. And you see the cop and you're like, oh, man, I don't
know. I used to have to wear steel-toe boots to work when I worked at the railroad company.
That's why you love that truck so much. But you know what? Yep. Man, let's go ahead and get that charger, though, man.
Here he go. Propositioning. Now. Didn't I say you have to sling a lot of dick to be asking for stuff like that? Huh?
Yes.
You're going to have to start tonight, okay? You have to start when you get home. On command.
She wants a damn Jeep.
Every time she sneezes, you got to give it up.
Achoo.
But you know what? Who? No. But who was the one that put that in that album? I think it was Jasmine Sullivan. She said she had a skit on there.
It was Donna's Tale,
where it's talking about basically
you married girls be out here tricking. Yes,
yeah, y'all be acting like. Yeah, that's true, because it makes us act different. You know what I'm saying? It's like some stress relief. It's like, absolutely. Okay, you can get whatever you want, baby.
Yep.
Anything you want.
But at least... Why you think my knees be popping?
But at least...
I be on my bed discussing.
But at least it's with your spouse.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So to me, since it's with my spouse, you can have anything. I'm at the point that I'm like tired of my wife running by me what she's going to get. It's like, yo, like, you ain't got to tell me.
I don't run nothing by you, though. It's not running it by you.
I don't want you to. It's like, I don't care. Just do what you want to do.
You deserve the world, darling.
Just do what you want to do.
This I know.
Like you work as hard as I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you should be able if like okay, when we kind of like I'm not trying to put my business all the way out there, but it's like you work as hard as I do, and we have some flexibility. Let me put it like that:
mm-hmm.
We have some flexibility. So if you want to do something, you don't have to sit here and tell me.
But I'm a frugal mommy.
Because at the end of the day, at times there's been times that I mean if. When I go to the store, but like, for example, I just went to the store yesterday, right? I come back with a whole bunch of stuff. I do that all the time. And you'd be like, what the hell did you just get? I'm like, oh, I got this, and I got this, and I got this. I do it all the time. Yeah. It could be stuff for the house. It could be stuff for the kids.
Just shit you know you need.
He's becoming an impulse buyer, but I love it.
I do that for my kids. I mean, like, Joseph might need some pajamas. I just got a whole bunch of stuff. You know what I mean? I might just buy you need your pads already. Like, I make sure that my wife don't really have to struggle and think about anything that she might need. I just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a real man. We want to get the pads.
That's the type of action that gets your sucked every night.
Well, that's like...
Keep at it.
We're going to get them
do
pads.
Do stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean...
That's the type of stuff we need.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That is it. That's it. That's all.
But communication is the key.
You know, and sometimes if you don't know what to say, you just act. Like, we was in the middle, y'all, funny housewarmer story. We was in the middle of watching a movie with the kids, and we went in our closet. We had to use the bathroom, took a bathroom break in the middle of the movie. You know, mid-movie, everybody got to pee. We eat popcorn, snacks, and all that. We sneak away, go use the bathroom real quick. Y'all, while we in our closet... on the floor, having a break.
Couldn't wait.
We ain't never been there.
Couldn't wait.
And the kids, we come back like because our closet is so big to where you can be in the inside of the closet and the inside of the bathroom, and you're like almost two rooms away, so they can't hear or see anything. So we come out there like 20 minutes, not 20 minutes, it had to be like 30, 45 minutes. And the kids was like, y'all took long. Where was y'all?
We got lost.
And we was like, oh, we was just cleaning. You know, I had to use the bathroom. We was making up all types of stuff. But
feel like that young boy. Huh? They feel like that young boy.
Yo.
Just give it to her.
But
why you giving people your stuff?
Those are things that spice up marriage, you know? Spice up your marriage, you know? I mean, we talk about things like that since we got a toddler running around, he be breaking doors down.
But we have managed to get away to spice up things.
I mean, yeah.
We have movie time upstairs, and I'd be like, hey, I'm gonna go downstairs, you meet me downstairs at 5.
I love it.
Yep. That's the good stuff.
Have fun, y'all. Have fun. Live.
Y'all only live one.
Marriage is what you make it.
It really is. It could be boring as hell or it could be exciting as hell. I'm talking about so damn spicy to where you, like, hurry up and get home. Like, damn. So, that's how our lives are.
The way I look at it, if my wife keeps me going every day, I could look at my wife, okay, we just got done. I could look at you in the morning, I'm hard again. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? I'm
gotta
like,
leave him wanting more.
I'm like, you know what I'm saying? You just,
that's it.
You know what I mean? If your spouse can do that for you, then you're good. Mm. I mean, more than once, I mean daily. I mean, you could just walk by and rub it all like, whoa. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I know what you want. I know what you want. You know?
Walk around this baby on rock like that motherfucker from Fantastic Four.
Everything.
The way I be feeling, I be like, I'm just thankful that my stuff works daily. I'm talking about daily, every hour. I mean, daily.
Yeah.
You know?
Thankful. These are the things that keep marriages alive, ladies and gentlemen. Take notes.
Yep.
This is how we survive this long.
But it's so many podcasts where men and female are talking from a single standpoint, you know, from a single, you know, position. But we wanted to give y'all how we feel, you know, from a married standpoint.
We have fun too.
Yeah, we have fun daily.
And we have a lot of sex. Yeah. Just marriage like those single rings. Yeah. It's just a little more we know who we're fucking.
Definitely.
A little more comfortable, you know? A little more free. You know? So, and it's way more, it's just as exciting as being single. So,
yeah.
Definitely.
Just keep it spicy. That's it. Keep it spicy.
Even if you have to hide from your toddlers.
Make sure you satisfy at all times.
First.
Because what they say,
happy wife is a happy life.
Mm. Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. Mm.
So you gotta break it down, give her a flat tire. Give her a damn flat tire, shit.
You gotta help her back up. You gotta help her back up.
That's it.
Can't flat her tire and not get her back up.
That's it.
I'm done.
How you walking around this bitch with a donut? You know what I'm saying? Demolish that tire.
Hey, put some pep in your step. All right.
Y'all are stupid.
Push up on that pussy. Push up on that pussy.
Creating a new song.
What the baby say? Said he be doing push up on that pussy. That's what he be doing.
Thank you guys for tuning in and check us out next week. We're gonna try to bring more videos in a timely manner.
Yeah, we back.
Yes, we're definitely gonna try to.
We're implementing some new stuff too. So y'all stay tuned for some new content.
We got some good stuff for y'all. Yes. We got some great stuff for y'all. I should say.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all just stay tuned in. Y'all keep hitting that subscribe button.
Yes.
If y'all still watching, like I said, make sure y'all hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, hit that notification button. Turn them all on.
Yeah.
Turn them all on. Turn on the lights. God damn it. Turn on everything. Just tune in to Diamond Sound Production. Tune in to the Diamond Crew.
Yes.
Because y'all tuned in to the Diamond Crew podcast. Thank y'all for coming. Yes. We enjoyed y'all.
Big things on the way.
That's it.
Yeah.
Cause we out. We out.